DNC mocked over woke displays, gender ideology obsession, they still don't understand why they lost. By Catherine Hamilton on February 3, 2025. Conservatives on social media joyously mocked Democrats for continuing to engage in wild, woke behavior during the Democratic National Committee's DNC leadership vote over the weekend, despite their devastating 2024 election losses. Several moments from the weekend went viral on X, with conservatives pointing out that it appears Democrats have learned absolutely nothing from losing the White House and Senate and failing to regain the House. One such moment was when former DNC chair Jamie Harrison announced the leadership elections had to cater to non-binary people and fill a certain gender quota. The rules specify that when we have a gender non-binary candidate or officer, the non-binary individual is counted as neither male nor female, and the remaining six officers must be gender balanced, Harrison said. They still don't understand why they lose, libs of TikTok said in a post to X. Beyond parody. They still don't get it, reacted John Burnett, the first vice chair of the New York Republican Party. Republicans also taunted Democrats over the election of 24-year-old gun control activist David Hogg as vice chairman of the DNC. DNC Vice Chair David Hogg has some legitimately insane views that are wildly out of step with the American people, conservative commentator Steve Guest said. Good to see that the Democrat Party has learned absolutely nothing. Dear America, the Democrats just elected rabid anti-gun activist David Hogg as vice chairman for the DNC, conservative activist Scott Pressler said. In 2023, Hogg posted, "You have no right to a gun." To every hunter/gun owner in America, it's time to vote. 30% of Pennsylvania hunters are not registered to vote. I love when they don't learn, Donald Trump Jr. responded. Before the leadership vote, every single candidate running to chair the DNC blamed former Vice President Kamala Harris's loss to President Donald Trump on racism and misogyny. When MSNBC host Jonathan Capehart asked who believes that racism and misogyny played a role in Vice President Harris's defeat, every candidate quickly raised their hand. That's good, you all passed, Capehart said with a chuckle. Social media users pointed out that the consensus meant Democrats didn't learn anything from their November 2024 loss. Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, said he is already looking forward to expanding our majority in 2026. CNN pundit Scott Jennings sarcastically added that he endorses the post-mortem analysis of the election and encourages Democrats to double or even triple down. DNC members also acknowledged during the vote that the U.S. was built on indigenous lands. Ultimately, Minnesota State Party Chair Ken Martin was elected on Saturday to serve as the next chairman of the DNC. Last month, the running mate to failed presidential candidate former Vice President Kamala Harris, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., endorsed Martin for the position. "We have one team, the Democratic Party," Martin said following his win. "The fight is for our values. The fight is for working people. The fight right now is against Donald Trump and the billionaires who bought this country."